On the show today, we have Reputation Us's very own Casey Boggs. He is here to tell us about the 8 reputation enhancement actions you can take in 2023. So really good stuff here once again from Casey. Hope you check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Casey Boggs from Reputation Us. Casey, how are you, sir? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff for you.
Yeah, good to see you. And as always, and thanks for having me on board here.
You are welcome. Always a pleasure having you here. It's not only a lot of fun, but very educational as well. And bringing you on. Well, it is. I like learning about this types of stuff because today we're talking about 8 reputation enhancement actions you can take in 2023. And you wrote a whole like blog post on this. There's a lot of details here. So I think we'll just cover maybe the top 4. And then if you want to know more, we'll leave a link in the show notes so you guys can click on it and check out the other 4 because they're all great, but we only have time for maybe the top 4. But just to kick things off here, Casey, can you give us a kind of a summary on this this post here on 8 reputation enhancement actions to take in 2023?
Sure, my pleasure. This stemmed from COVID land, as everything does these days, is because people are trying to figure out what happened, what's going on, where do we need to go from here, right? And so we decided last year to put together the first inaugural 8 steps to take to enhance your reputation.
Right on.
Because this uncharted territory that we are in right now needs some people who look around the corner, see what's going on. And so our job was to do our best to give that look ahead, what you should do to enhance and protect your reputation, your credit union's reputation moving forward. And so what we did is just to give a little bit of a sample every year of things that folks, leaders should do. And it really has been beneficial because reputation has been on the forefront of people's mind. You know, how during these crazy times to really improve your reputation, really your image through a very challenging piece here, that which is a pandemic, but just on the items that we are looking for from navigating from DEI to cybersecurity to taking a stance, everything under the sun, which is new.
Yeah,
we're going to do our best to provide some insights to that.
Nice. And you did that as well. So what was the why behind it? I mean, obviously relating it to COVID, but what did you hope to people would get out of these before we dive into the top 4 here?
Yeah, a little bit of a crystal ball and things that they can do before a crisis would happen, because crises are lurking around the corner. So let's do some pre-work and do things that you can do to mitigate against those crises or to bolster your image. And real quick definition, that brand and reputation are sometimes used interchangeably, but I want to go on record that they're not. A brand is what we'd like to say. Brand is what you say about yourself.
Right.
That's your products, your image, your website, your DNA, who you are as a credit union.
Right.
On the other side is reputation, what other people say.
Ah.
So our job is to listen to what other people are saying. That's your staff, that's your board, that is your public, that's your media and social media influencers, that's your reputation. So reputation is a critical aspect because you really don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The idea here is to how to enhance that before it becomes an issue for a crisis. So let's look around the corner and do our best to navigate that so we can mitigate against kind of damage and to bolster your image before it happens.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. And no time like that to do that than the first of the year. Get to kick things off right?
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's do a quick little rapid fire here. Action number 1, listen to your staff and foster staff pride. So can you dive into this one a little bit?
Absolutely. So staff is always important. There's no doubt about it. Staff is a critical function of every organization, credit union, or banks, or otherwise, right? But the idea here is that as the staff is becoming more integral in your success, to ask them what they're seeing, ask them what they're hearing about the products and processes that you offer. They're on the front lines, and they are hearing some very valuable things.
Yep.
So we develop what we call reputation assessments, and we ask not what the satisfaction of the staff is, but really what is it that they are seeing and hearing that's going to help the leadership go to the next level. So they're the eyes and ears, so you might as well ask them. And if you ask them, they're going to provide some gold and candor that's going to inform how you're going to navigate moving forward.
Indeed, indeed. And number two, I found this one very interesting, Explore Web3. So give us a little bit on this one. This one took a different type of turn for me. This one was a little unexpected for me, but so share with us.
Yeah, so we're way past Web 1.0, definitely past
a little bit.
Web 2.0, right? We're still playing catch up, but Web3 is all-encompassing because Web3 engages your audiences, those who visit your website, right? And as the engagement happens further, there's opportunities to ask questions. There's opportunity for people to provide comment about your products and services and what their experience was. And now that it's not just a two-dimensional website that you have, and now it's three-dimensional, and we're going to really get that, you know, ear to the ground. What are people saying? So you know how like Amazon has the listings of their star ranking on what they prefer about you, or anything, Yelp reviews. This is going to be more of what we're going to see from websites.
Okay.
What are people saying about you? So a mechanism to provide immediate feedback about what they experienced from your credit union or bank, and that's going to be really Web3,
okay.
And that will ultimately put you on the front lines of what people are saying.
Yeah.
Not that these other social platforms are telling you, your website itself will be that platform.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. So the interactivity will be to a whole new level here, it sounds like. So
exactly.
Action number three, highlight your leaders. Share with us about this one.
Yeah, so credit unions or banks, they typically highlight their brand and who they are, and they're great at products and services. They're great at community, and they're providing some good frontline services, right? But really what we're trying to accomplish here is that you are human beings. What really differentiates yourself from other entities is your leaders. And so highlight your leaders. Tell them that, hey, they're leading the charge. Who are they? Not just the top person. She might be busy. She might be the leader of the organization, but she might be doing other things. But there's other leaders that are involved. That's HR, that's operations, that's technology, that's your member services. Highlight the leaders. Get them in the forefront. Show them that the reason why you're made up of who you are is that your leaders have some incredible acumen, some incredible experience that can help your members and your customers. So highlight them, show some humanization behind
your
organization.
Go. Yeah. Humanization is all too important. And the other thing I was thinking as you're talking about is, does this highlighting your leaders, does it kind of better connect you with your community as well to get them out
there
too? Is that kind of another goal here?
That's right. Exactly. So it's showing, press the flesh as if you will, get them out there, part of the community. So people in the grocery store, they're out and about at events, they're going to say, hey, that's the leader from XYZ Credit Union. I'd like to know more about them.
Yeah.
As opposed to this blanket brand or image that you're highlighting. It's really the people that are out there. And you can go further. It doesn't necessarily have to be the leaders. It could be actually your manager. It could be your complete staff. But people, as we know, on websites are attracted to seeing human beings on their posts. They would like to see videos of who's behind that credit union. So we might as well put that in the forefront a little bit further than just a fun image, or even worse, a stock image of your credit union.
The stock stuff, oh goodness, that's a whole nother show. But I think the humanization of it, you hit the nail on the head there for sure. Okay, action number four, this is one of my favorite ones because I really think it creates your organization, a credit union in this case, as a primary resource. So this one, action number four, promote thought leadership. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about this one.
Yeah, if your leaders and your group are the leaders in their respective function of financial services, then let's tap into that brain and showcase what they're seeing of trends and issues. They are subject matter experts. And so let's tap into that and crawl into their brains and what are they saying? What are they hearing? And highlight that and provide that incredible insights and either write articles or provide commentary through video. But the idea is that you are the experts. And so let's not just talk about products and services, but what are they seeing? And what is that? What's in the thoughts and minds of the members? And then the issues, and how can your credit union help them, right? How can your bank be of service to them and tap into the leaders and their incredible insights?
Mm-hmm.
So be that subject matter expert and provide the issues management on how folks can navigate through the challenging times.
Yeah,
that's really going to set you apart.
Completely. And as you're talking, and I'm looking at the top top four that we just looked at, you know, action 1, 2, 3, and 4, they all seem to be connected. And I'm looking at the other four as well, and they all seem to be kind of connected in some way. So
that's right.
So it's kind of cool how you kind of orchestrated this here.
Yeah, it's not, they're all uniquely different, but yet there's a web between them all. That's saying that I like that word humanizations I brought in, but let's all condense it here that you are not just your brand, you are much more than that. You are a collection of all these different items. And as the elements of communication and conversations are happening outside the four walls of your bank or your credit union, listen, be a little more involved in that and pay attention and, you know, capture that and pontificate really how you are unique and different, but use human beings to do so, not just blanket words. Use people. Use people.
Exactly. And that's kind of that's part of the reason why I started CU Broadcast is the humanization of it, because we would read all these articles and we would see people from afar at a speaking engagement thing or something like that, but it was really kind of hard to gauge who they were or something. So part of my deal is like, hey, let's capture the personality of this person to create a tighter bond, to create this connection with your audience. So I
that's right.
What you're doing here
and,
as well.
And if I could provide one more tip.
Sure.
When I post on my own personal LinkedIn, I can write till the cows come home. I'm not sure what that phrase actually means, but I can write a lot and give a lot of content and blog. But I'm convinced that people don't read, and not disrespectful to people. They're actually not sitting down and reading. Where I get the most engagement is when I post either a photo of myself or my Reputation Us team, and either a photo or a video, then people are all in. They want to give a like, so they want to say they've read that. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing here. If you're outside of social, if you're going in the audience and connecting with people, people want to connect with people. And that's the overarching theme here, is that more humanization. Now we're post-COVID. Now it's time to get us out here. Hopefully we're post-COVID, but now we're able to get out there a little bit further, masks on or off or whatever, but people do like to still connect.
Yeah, no doubt. That was
one of the hide behind words.
That was one of the big things we learned about COVID, is like how much we appreciate being around each other. We're social beings, we're very visual, we're social. So yeah, got to have that. All right. So let's look at the overarching 64,000 foot picture here, shall we? So what do you hope to achieve with these 8 reputation enhancement actions here? So what's the goal?
I think the 8 of them, which I encourage everyone to read all 8, but to outline each of those 8 and see how they apply to your own financial institution and then measure against it, put some measurements to it. Did we do this? Yes or no? Did we highlight our leaders? Did we improve our web presence with this Web 3.0? So each of those who are listening here, look at these 8, see how they might apply to your own plans for 2023, and then measure. Are you doing it or not? Or perhaps put some actual hard numbers to them that you want to achieve some of these actions by the end of 2023 and looking at 2024 even, can you actually put those into a plan, either marketing, operations, broader business planning? That's what I like to see through all this. So
okay.
Putting these actions into action.
Indeed, sir. Yeah. And like I said, at the top of the show, we'll have the link in the show notes so you can get to the other 4 as well. And there's actually more details on the 4 that we covered here too. So, so there's lots to digest here for sure. Casey, well done on this. Anything else to add to wrap up here, sir?
I'm looking for the next year. There's discussions of recession and certainly inflation, but I, for one, maybe being optimistic, but I'm bullish about 2023. So maybe put that into action number 9. Are you bullish about 2023?
An addendum there for the
yes. That's
yes. Right. All righty. Well, we'll put that at the very end. How about that one? So yeah, I like your positive attitude, sir. All right, Casey. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much again for always coming on and sharing with us your expertise and your insights. We always appreciate your time as well as your experience and expertise, and look forward to the next chat, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
I will. And you as well, sir. Take care, and look forward to seeing you in 2023.